Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal, and taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and sweetie flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. welcome back. We have Deborah Tavares. Deborah, you've got lots of interesting things. The secret weapons for silent wars. You're going to read off some documents. Please continue.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dr. Bill. Of course, today is Veterans Memorial Day. And it is very, very important to understand that all war is literally part of blood sacrifice and genocide plans. War is peace and sovereignty for the elite who have stolen from all of us and to eliminate the creditors, which are all of us. I'm going to read some of the quotes about the military service out of Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. That is a free download. It's about a 145-page document against Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. I'm reading from page 39 right now, and I don't want this to offend the veterans because God loves them.
Right. I said a prayer to the vets earlier today, by the way. So please continue.
They went and served a country they thought was a country for them. And it's most important. I'm going to start out by saying this because there's so much to cover after I go over the silent weapons. What we learned in the UK and what is happening in France, and it all relates. So understand, we're under a worldwide government of occupation, and the definition for occupation means seizure and control of a country by military forces using weapon systems. And this is a silent weapons system, and it's fully engaged to massively reduce and control populations worldwide. So going back to the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document on page 39, it says the draft as military service. Few efforts of human behavior modification are more remarkable or more effective than that of the socio-military institution known as the draft. The primary purpose of a draft or other such institution is to instill, by intimidation, in the young males of a society, the uncritical conviction that the government is omnipotent. And he soon is taught that a prayer is slow to reverse what a bullet can do in an instant. Thus, a man trained in religious environment for 18 years of his life by this instrument of government can be broken down and purged of his fantasies and delusion in a matter of mere months. Once that conviction is instilled, all else becomes easy to instill. Even more interesting is the process by which a young man's parents, who purportedly loved him, can be induced to send him off to war to his death.
Right.
Although the scope of this work will not allow this matter to be explained in full detail, nevertheless, a course overview will be possible and can serve to reveal these factors, which must be included in some numerical form in a computer analysis of social and war systems. We begin with the tentative definition of the draft. The draft, selective service, etc. It is an institution of compulsory collective sacrifice and slavery devised by the middle-aged and elderly for the purpose of pressing the young into doing the public's dirty work. It further serves to make the youth as guilty as the elders, thus making criticism of the elders by the youth less likely, a general stabilizer. It is marketed and sold to the public under the label of patriotic national service. Once a candidate economic definition of the draft is achieved, that definition is used to outline the boundaries of a structure called the human value system, which in turn is translated into the terms of game theory. The value of such slave labor is given to the table of human values, a table broken down into categories by intellect, experience, post-service job demand, etc. And it goes, I won't read it all, Dr. Bill, but I'm going to continue because this is so unbelievable and people need to understand.
Well, it's also, by the way, the same reason why we have abortion now. The left is pushing infanticide. Because
war, it's not a left or right situation. This is a globalized agenda.
Exactly.
But I want to continue with this.
Please continue.
Because, it goes, some jobs are harder to value because they are unique to the demands of social subversion. For an extreme example, the value of a mother's instruction to her daughter, causing that daughter to put certain behavioral demands upon a future husband 10 or 15 years hence. Thus, by suppressing his resistance to the pervasion of government, making it easier for a banking cartel to buy the state of New York in, say, 20 years. Such a problem leans heavily upon the observers and data of wartime espionage and many types of psychological testing. But crude mathematical models or algorithms can be and have been devised, if not to predict, at least to determine these events with maximum certainty. So I'm going to go on. This is on page 40, and it's called enforcement, military enforcement, factor one. As every social system approach, stability is achieved only by understanding and accounting for human nature, action, reaction, pattern. A failure to do so can be, and usually is, disastrous. As in other human social systems, one form or another of intimidation or incentive is essential to the success of the draft. Physical principles of action and reaction must be applied to both internal and external subsystems. To secure the draft, the individual brainwashing programming and both the family unit and the peer group must be engaged and brought under control. I'm going to read this sentence again. To secure the draft, individual brainwashing and programming and both the family unit and the peer group must be engaged and brought under control. Factor two, the father. The man of the household must be housebroken to ensure that Junior, his son, will grow up with the right social training and attitude. The advertising, media, etc., are heavily engaged to see to it that the father-to-be is pussy-whipped before or by the time he is married. He is taught that he either conforms to the social requirements cut out for him, or his sex life will be hobbled and his Tinder companionship will be zero. He is made to see that a woman's demands security more than logical principles or honorable behavior. By the time the married husband's man and son must go off to war, the father, with which the jelly for a backbone, will slam a gun into Junior's hand before father will risk the demands of his peers or make a thought of himself on consideration by crossing the investment he has in his own personal opinion of self-esteem. Junior will go to war, or father will be embarrassed. So Junior will go to war, the true purpose notwithstanding. Factor three is the mother. The female element of the human society is ruled by emotion first and logic second. In the battle between logic and imagination, imagination always wins. And it goes on to tell us that fantasy prevails. Maternal instinct dominates, so that the child comes first and the future comes second. A woman with a newborn baby is too starry-eyed to see a wealthy man's cannon fodder as a cheap source of slave labor. A woman must, however, be conditioned to accept the transition to reality when it comes, sooner or later. As the transition becomes more difficult to manage, the family unit must be carefully disintegrated. That's what's been happening, Dr. Bill.
Right.
And the state-controlled public education and state-operated child care centers must become more common and legally enforced so as to begin the detachment of the child from the mother and father at an earlier age.
Right.
Behavioral drugs such as Ritalin can speed up the transition for the child, which is mandatory. Caution. A woman's impulsive anger can override her fear. An irate woman's power must never be underestimated, and her power over a pussy-whipped husband must likewise never be underestimated.
And what document are you quoting now? Because I want you to repeat. This is not your opinion. This is something you're quoting. What's the document again?
I'm reading from page 41 from Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, and I'm going to continue because this is absolutely what has happened to our society. And
well, I can see it when I see them beating the war drums, because remember, I'm a dual citizen of Canada and the United States, and I was born in Detroit, Michigan. My mom's from North Dakota. And in I was actually attending school in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. I got my draft card in 1960, I think it was grade 10. And I got a call from my cousin, who actually was on draft board, actually in Boston, Massachusetts. He said, well, I haven't heard of you in a while. His name was Christensen, right? I said, why are you calling? He said, because we know that you're being called up in the draft card. I said, yeah. I said, they told me I got a draft board officer coming to visit me in my high school in Dartmouth to give me my draft. And he said, it's very likely I'm going to be shipped over to Vietnam. And my buddy, who I went to class with, which is older than me in the class, decided to volunteer because there's a lot of military in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. He went over, and after 6 months of training, he died two weeks later in a rice paddy in Vietnam.
Well, Dr. Bill,
you know what I did is I tore up my draft card and told the draft officer when he actually came, caught me walking from my school to my home and said, son, we want you to do your duty. I'm thinking, what do you mean do my duty? I mean, I'm a grade 10 student in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia.
Well, Dr. Bill, here's the completion of some of the factors here in silent weapons.
Yeah, so you have to understand that I was not brainwashed by these idiots. And I've always had a backbone to stand up to adults when they tried to get me to do things I didn't want to do.
And
I lost a lot of friends, by the way, and I took care of Vietnam vets. I lost a lot of friends that died in Vietnam. Some of them were Canadians, believe it or not. Some Canadians were stupid enough to volunteer to go to Vietnam, and they died. Okay.
Well, I want to continue here. It goes on to say, I'm going to reread this last caution. Caution. A woman's impulsive anger can override her fear. An irate woman's power must never be underestimated. And her power over her pussy-whipped husband must likewise never be underestimated. It got the woman the vote in 1920. Factor number four is Junior, the son. The emotional pressure for self-preservation during the time of war and the self-serving attitude of the common herd that have an option to avoid the battlefield if Junior can be persuaded to go, is all of the pressure finally needed to propel Johnny off to war. Their quiet blackmailings of him are the threat. No sacrifice, no friends, no glory, no girlfriends. Factor five is the sister. And what about Junior's sister? She is given all the good things of life by her father and taught to expect the same from her future husband, regardless of the price. And then factor six, cattle. Those who will not use their brains are no better off than those who have no brains. And so this mindless school of jellyfish, father, mother, son, and daughter, become useful beasts of burden or trainers of the same. I'm going to read that again. Cattle. Those who will not use their brains are no better off than those that have no brains. And so this mindless school of jellyfish, father, mother, son, and daughter, become useful beasts of burden or trainers of the same. Now, I want to go on to talk about the article that I read today on Memorial Day. They talked about how many suicides per day that the veterans that were veteran related. 22 suicides a day. I think it's pretty clear that this is all part of the continuation of the extinction plan and the intention of war.
Yeah, but there's another side to it, Deborah. I want to just insert for 20 seconds. It's also an astral demonic sacrifice to Lucifer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you don't understand that, that's why abortion, they don't want to control pregnancy by putting in a valve. They want dead babies. They want dead young men. And now, of course, if they bring the women into the war, they want dead women fighting overseas as well.
Absolutely. When we come back from the break, there's going to be so much more to cover.
Yeah,
more
absolutely.
More of what I discovered coming out of France when we were...
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Foods Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radical, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. And welcome back, Deborah. You have lots more to say. It's important for people to understand, although we honor those who died in war, so-called protecting America and so on, we have to understand war is business. In fact, of the 200 and how many years now, it must be 30-some years, since America was founded, there's not been many war-free years of the American Republic. And we've been basically the vassal for the British Empire and the Vatican and so on, because war is business. I mean, look at Donald Trump. Part of the reason why the Democrats and Republicans both are pushing for war, that's the only time you can actually get these guys to agree, is when they're on a war footing, isn't it?
Well, they make tremendous money. The bankers make money on both sides because they fund both sides of the war machine. But I want to throw this in, because our journey into understanding what has occurred with our veterans, because there are so many homeless veterans, and as we're saying, 22 suicides within the veterans community alone on a daily basis indicates that our country is not supporting the vets. And in fact, when they're vaccinating them up with poisons and toxins, sending them to the battlefield where they are testing and using new weaponized technologies and all kinds of toxins, they're being intentionally experimented upon, and they're coming back very sick with PTSD and all kinds of additional assaults with electromagnetic frequencies on these guys and women. But I want to talk about a personal experience in my life and the transition into realizing my sadness over those that have fought for this country, believing that they were fighting for a country that was a sovereign country that had a legislative body for voting, which it doesn't. We've been all so greatly deceived. But I want to say that my husband was in Vietnam in the summer of 1967.
Right.
And he was on the aircraft carrier named the Oriskany. And they heard heavy explosions. And they headed towards the explosions, which was the Forrestal, which was an aircraft carrier that was blowing up from the deck. When John McCain did a hot start from the plane on the deck, and that nearly sunk the aircraft carrier. And the Oriskany went there to help recover many of the injured. They took on many of the dead, and they handed over all of their firefighting equipment, which left them actually without any firefighting equipment on the Oriskany, to help and prevent the Forrestal from literally sinking. So when he read the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars and other materials and patents and understood how war works, he became very sad, very sad. And he realized that he was fighting for the bankers' causes. Now, I'm going to go back to Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, and when I look at on page 38, I'm then going to break into something, another layer of what is happening not only in the United States but abroad as well, that is representative of our frequency incarceration, which is a layered silent weapon system of death on all of us. But now I'm back into Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. I'm looking at page 38, and this is a summary. It says, the people hire the politicians so that the people can obtain security without managing it, obtain action without thinking about it, inflict theft, injury, and death upon others without having to contemplate either life or death, avoid responsibility for their own intentions, obtain the benefits of reality and science without exerting themselves in the discipline of facing or learning either of these things. They give the politicians the power to create and manage a war machine to provide for the survival of the nation's womb, prevent encroachment of anything upon the nation's womb, destroy the enemy who threatens the nation's womb, destroy those citizens of their own country who do not conform for the sake of stability of the nation's womb. Politicians hold many quasi-military jobs, the lowest being the police, which are soldiers, the attorneys and CPAs next, who are spies and saboteurs and licensed, and the judges who shout orders and run the closed union military shop for whatever the market will bear, the market. The generals are industrialists. The presidential level of commander-in-chief is shared by the international bankers. I'm going to read that again. The presidential level of the commander-in-chief is shared by the international bankers. The people
right.
know. The people know that they have created this farce and financed it with their
right.
own taxes and their consent. But they would rather knuckle under than be a hypocrite. Thus, a nation becomes divided into two very distinct parts. A docile subnation, the great silent majority, and the political subnation. The political subnation remains attached to the docile subnation, tolerates it, and leeches its substance until it grows strong enough to detach itself and then devour its parent. The military technologies, Dr. Bill, have grown strong enough to detach themselves from us and devour us. And that is now what has happened.
That's the same thing with the intel agencies. The world is run by intel agencies tied to the United Nations and globalists. And they're not under the control of the sovereign nations like the United States, Britain, or Europe, or anybody. They're actually, they consider themselves super sovereign. In other words, their sovereignty overlays the sovereignty. That's why even COGS, the continuity of government set up by the United Nations, is a parallel government. We have a parallel financial system. We have a parallel, even the funding, for example, of World War II was on bankers on both sides.
Absolutely.
You know, so people
Absolutely.
Have to understand this. When they see why did Vietnam happen? Did it tie to an oil company? Did it decide that there were oil reserves off that area? So they wanted to get involved there? Of course. Vietnam was
well,
no prize.
I have to say, Dr. Bill, what people are hearing us discuss today is with complete reverence to those that have served.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And I said a prayer for them because, unfortunately, our society is deceived. First off, right now, what Trump is doing is he's basically saying, look, I can do other avenues to denuclearize Iran and North Korea. He's also basically said to China, you're not going to have a deal with me unless you cooperate. And they know it one-to-one, mano-a-mano talks, that Trump's not going to give a deal to China unless they denuclearize. Same with Russia, North Korea. The Rosatom reactors that Russia gave and their rocket systems were given to North Korea as a proxy. But we don't need to go to war with these countries. We can do economic trade deals that actually can harm them so much they have to actually denuclearize. The
well,
fact is,
what?
War is run by globalists on all sides, including even inside Russia and China. Remember,
Absolutely.
These countries are
and
not
what?
In control of themselves. They're actually being manipulated at all levels, aren't they?
Well, they absolutely are. In fact, I think it's most important to understand, again, all countries are under occupation by the rich men of this earth. And occupation, again, is the seizure and control of a country by military force using weapon systems. So it's important to understand the United States has been seized. We were bankrupted back in 1933. And ever since then, every officer and office and agency within the United States exists today in name only. We are a corporation, USA Inc. We're also Earth Inc. And the New World Order now, Dr. Bill, is not new. It's a one world government. It has been. There really are no borders. The borders are defined so to keep us in the war machine. If we
right.
understood that we were loving human brothers and sisters globally, and yeah, we have bad people that do evil deeds, but if people understood the enormity of the assault and the illusion that has been set upon us, I'm going to read a couple more things of Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And then I think I'll mention very quickly right now something that's going on in France. And we're going to have that posted, Dr. Bill, on StopTheCrime.net within the next few hours. But I heard this when I was at the conference in the U.K. just a few weeks ago. A French lawyer in her late 40s was literally snuck out of France for fear of her life because she needed to expose what was really happening in France with Macomb and with the Yellow Vest. And what the media is not telling any of us, even England, is unaware what's happening in France. And so this young woman, very brave, by the way, came to England, where she is trying to get her story out with what is happening in France. And this aligns itself with exactly what we are told that would occur in the report from Iron Mountain. And the report from Iron Mountain is a 2-hour and 20-minute YouTube, and you can watch it from stopthecrime.net. We have it loaded up on our a video YouTube channel. And I would ask on Memorial Day that everybody take the time to watch the report from Iron Mountain and then to further understand what has now happened in France. France has been taken. What do I mean by that? It is a dictatorship.
Oh, yeah.
The French politicians have called in military and police mercenaries. They are on the streets in France. They are in unmarked clothing, jeans, and no badges, no numbers. Their faces are covered up. They have helmets, and they have military weaponized guns. They have all been told not to shoot the Yellow Vest protesters in the head. What are they doing? They're shooting them in the head. They're using rubber bullets. There are dozens and dozens of peaceful Yellow Vest protesters who have lost their eyes. There are many who have lost their hands because they are using various types of weapon systems on these protesters. In fact, it got so ugly in July, I believe it was sometime in May of 2019, where the mercenary police actually formed a line with shields and ran toward these peaceful protesters. Now, there's insertions within the peaceful protesters of these mercenary police that are making it look like the Yellow Vests are blowing out windows of their fellow commercial owners there in Paris. But it's important to understand that there are literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of peaceful Yellow Vest protesters all over France. All of this...
By the way, there are also Yellow Vests in Canada, too, by the way.
Yeah, and it's all being suppressed by the media because this is a slow takeover.
Well, the Yellow Vests are, by the way, against the green agenda, which is ultimately... The ultimate agenda is a globalist agenda, which is green, globalist, and murder agenda.
And they
put all the nations, by the way, into 10 territories, just like the Book of Revelation talks about. We no longer have independent nations. We have zones, basically, trade zones, right?
Absolutely. And what is important, what the Yellow Vests have said that they're protesting against, is the fact that costs have gone up so tremendously, they can't afford to survive. Their cost of living for hospitals, for fuel, they don't have fuel costs. They say that France is a rural country. And when you look at the climate action plans, the globalists are going after rural countries and reducing access to fuel. So you're seeing this occur in France. You're seeing the cost of traveling in France. They can't travel because of the fuel costs. They don't make enough money now because their wages have been suppressed, and costs for rent have skyrocketed. Costs for food have skyrocketed. So there's mothers, there's husbands, there are retired people, men and women, that are donning these Yellow Vests to let other people in this world know what's happening and what will happen and is happening to us. I hear a break, and we'll continue more on the other side.
Absolutely. Amazing stuff. We have to understand where it's part of an end game, if you want to call it. How's that?
Absolutely, Dr. Bill. Sadly to say this, it is true.
C
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10, the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bildigal is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter-free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics, and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen photon therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen photon therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a lumen photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the lumen photon therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a lumen photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Deborah, we are remembering not only the veterans that died and all the past heroes that died under the delusion that they were supporting a country, when in fact everything is a facade. For example, if people don't understand that America has been under martial law, which has to be reinstituted by the president every year since 1933. There were previous takeovers by the setting up of the Federal Reserve System and the Christmas Eve in 1913. World War I and II were totally manufactured. The previous wars were all banker wars, going right back not only to the war between, in France, it's a couple hundred years ago. Basically, all the wars from the Napoleonic War on are just banker wars. And
that's exactly
people don't understand this, that they're being manipulated, and even artificial intelligence. The world is being set up to make us part of the Internet of Things. And they don't understand that even our nation state is just a facade. We get the illusion that we have government, but when you look at the media and you see the dance back and forth whether or not they're going to investigate or not investigate the terrible attacks against Donald Trump. Now, you may not like him, but this is all just a dance.
Well,
it doesn't matter
Dr.
if you're on the. It doesn't matter if you're on the left or right in this. We are being pushed into a tribal group so that we will accept the tribal group's dialectic, which is all luciferic. It's all part of a game, isn't it?
It's a blood game, and I want to continue on with a couple final comments about France. Encourage everyone to go to stopthecrime.net. That video plea from France will be up about the yellow vest. So to be perfectly clear, France is a dictatorship. And they have been taken. They have mercenary police on the streets now, injuring good and decent people. And as the interviewer is interviewing this brave young woman that has come out of France, talking about what has happened and what is occurring in France that the media is covering up, there's correlation now between what is also happening in London, in the UK. So I want to go on into silent weapons for quiet wars, and in the last few minutes of the program, I want to talk about something that we have personally witnessed that is occurring now in the United States and worldwide.
Right.
So on page 37 of the silent weapons for quiet wars, it talks about the political structure of a nation, dependency. The primary reason why individual citizens of a country create a political structure is a subconscious wish or desire to perpetuate their own independency and relationship of childhood. Simply put, they want a human god to eliminate all risks from their life, pat them down on the head, kiss their bruises, put a chicken on every dinner table, clothe their bodies, tuck them into bed at night, and tell them that everything will be all right when they wake up in the morning. This public demand is incredible. So the human god, the politician, meets incredibility with incredibility by promising the world and delivering nothing.
Right.
So who is the bigger liar, the public, or the godfather? This public behavior is surrender, born of fear, laziness, and expediency. It is the basis of the welfare state as a strategic weapon useful against a disgusting public. Now, I'm going to stop right here for a moment. One of the aspects of Macron in France, and you'll hear this on the videos of this woman, is that he refers to the French people as lazy, disgusting, illiterates. And it is unbelievable what this man and how he relates to the people. He hates the French people, which is why they're being gunned down and hit and criminalized and injured on the streets of France. So continuing on page 37 of Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, action and offense. Most people want to be able to subdue or kill other human beings, which disturb their daily lives. But they do not want to have to cope with the moral or religious issues which such an overt act on their part might raise. Therefore, they assign the dirty work to others, including their own children, so as to keep the blood off their hands. They rave about the humane treatment of animals and sit down to a delicious hamburger from a whitewashed slaughterhouse down the street and out of sight. But even more hypocritical, they pay taxes to finance a professional association of hitmen, collectively called politicians, and then complain about corruption in the government. And then they follow that up by the responsibility. And again, they say most people want to be free to do the things, but they are afraid to fail. Now, The Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, again, they must read. A download for everybody, please. Read this loud and understand what has occurred. Now, Dr. Bill, we've got a few minutes left in today's program, and there are several things that I want to add that we have recently discovered with our own eyes for ourselves here in Northern California. And I would like everybody to be on the visual lookout. We're noticing and have noticed for quite some time various Comcast, AT&T, telecommunications, our utilities, fiddling around on the telephone poles. And in fact, we will be uploading on StopTheCrime.net very soon some very large staging areas that have, in one instance, there are 75 new trucks that have been shipped in on flatbeds, and they've hired out-of-state workers, they're claiming, to replace the telephone poles that are rotted out here. And yet, every day that goes by, Dr. Bill, those trucks are sitting in place, and they're not doing what the purpose is that people believe they're there for. We were told that Pacific Gas and Electric, a.k.a. Rothschild, was going to replace telephone poles that were rotted out, and there's no sign that they're doing this work, and they're hiring out-of-state people. When we talked to a man in the yard, he said, yes, most of the workers are coming from Ohio here to Northern California. There's another massive staging area also in Northern California near an enormous casino. And this staging area is huge. It has got overnight trailers. We will be photographing this so that all of you that are listening right now can see this for yourself. War is being staged right now by Rothschild and the utilities. Now, what we have discovered is that they are deploying, utilities are deploying with other companies. It's so interesting, Dr. Bill, how they have created a consolidation with different groups that come in and deploy different aspects of software and hardware on the existing
Let me insert a comment for 20 seconds. And the comment is that artificial intelligence is eating the earth. And the Rothschilds and these functionaries are part of that process. Please continue. They're eating us and consuming us as part of what's called the Internet of Things, and everything is being commoditized, including the green agenda. People don't understand that.
I want to stop right now, and I want to just have everybody think about anything that is said as being green. I want you to think of how the programming of linguistic programming is being used. These are all genocide programs. Nothing to do with green. We want to think brown. We want to think death. So every time you hear us say green, we want to remember it's brown, it's death, it's genocide. So now getting back to the polls, this is vital information right now. And we're in the process of investigating this further. But I want to tell you that they are deploying hardware and software platforms that are combined to top-of-the-line solution. And they say that they're deploying cameras in covert polls all over the country. So we saw this occurring. We saw a Pacific Gas and Electric truck up on a pole. And we actually filmed this. We will have this on StopTheCrime.net, where I am questioning what this lineman is doing. Every one of you, you need to question whatever you see happening on your phone pole, wherever you are. What is happening is they are rolling out a secret platform. The covert poles are now smart poles, where we were told by this lineman here in Northern California that once the cameras and the wireless have been completely connected, that about 50 miles away at a PG&E center in Fairfield, California, where they have all of these computers and screens, that they can watch in real time, anytime, the areas where these cameras are. And they can power off the main line if they see a fire starting, which they have created, by the way. And what we're, so what they're seeing and what they're doing is watching the war games. This is just like the Situation Room in Washington, D.C. during Benghazi, when they were enjoying watching the takedown of the embassy there in real time and did nothing. It was a blood game. It was, they were getting power and enjoyment from watching this. This is what is now happening within the United States of America, Inc. We are being taken down and destroyed, poll by poll by poll, smart meter by smart meter, cell phone by cell phone towers and antennas, 5G that's already mostly rolled out.
It's all just arms of the artificial intelligent world that's up. And the primary node of this AI system is in Colorado at Shreve Air Force Base. I put it up on a TED Talks video, basically. I posted it up just now. That fact, people need to understand this. What you're saying is the commoditization, the accountants, the agenda, everything. And by the way, Memorial Day is a very good day to talk about this, because Memorial Day is an example of how previous generations have been manipulated to die for the globalists for as an astral sacrifice and for the bankers to get profit, because there's nothing more profitable than war or totalitarian control.
And death, because obviously
right.
We know that the genocide programs we've talked about, the Deagle.com website, not anything to do with you, but what they're saying will be accomplished by the year 2025, and that's approximately an 83% reduction of the population within the United States, about 70-some-odd percent within the United Kingdom, and 50% in Australia. Understand, genocide programs have been adopted in your cities by your city council members that you believe you've elected, that are bringing in programs that will serve you. No. The mayors are having private secret meetings in various locations throughout the United States, and they are part of rolling in a genocide of dehumanizing us, of reducing our access to all resources. And while I was in England, a woman brought me some documents, and I was rather stunned, and there'll be more shows that I will discuss more of this. But she brought me some documents showing how apartment owners now, before they're allowed to rent their apartment out, must get a license. The license requires that they have retrofitted certain aspects of their apartments. Now, retrofitting is the requirements of the climate action plans, all adopted in your cities, where you have to come in with wireless devices to meet the new death agenda, the green agenda. And they come in, they decide not only if your apartment is meeting the retrofitting requirements, but they're also, Dr. Bill, they're also interviewing the owner of the apartment to see if they're fit for the license to rent their property out as well. And I have this in
this is Northern California now, right?
No, this is in England. This is in England, and I have the forms that show.
Right, in other words, they test in a laboratory like England or China, then they bring that laboratory process over to us.
Yes, and right. Why I am saying this is people need to understand, just as the yellow vests are showing us in France and we're being lied to by the media, with the standard of living absolutely being brought down. Our standard of living is intended to be brought down to pre-industrial times of 1750.
Exactly.